right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, Tuesday morning, December the 3rd of 2019. It is Giving Tuesday.
Oh.
We'll see how giving Kelly is as we go throughout the day today. Also, Kelly has confessed that she's grossed out by her husband. That's a true story. And I believe I got my manners from my mama. He got it from his mama. All of that coming up on the show this morning.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 2005, and Dierks Bentley had the number one song in country music.
Come a little closer, baby. I feel like letting go.
It's one of my favorite songs by Dierks.
Of everything that stands between us and the love we used to know.
It's come a little closer.
I wanna touch you like a cleansing rain and let it wash all the hurt away. So come a little closer, baby. I feel like letting go.
Dierks Bentley, come a little closer. Number one on this day in 2005.
If there's still a chance, then take my hand and we'll steal away. Off into the night until we make things right. The sun's gonna rise on a better day.
Like that version?
That's amazing.
Dierks Bentley, come a little closer. Number one on this day in 2005.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Today is Giving Tuesday, so happy Giving Tuesday.
Hmm.
This is a day where we're supposed to be encouraged to give to fundraisers and things like that.
And how are you going to celebrate today, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a giver. Legit, I'm pretty much giving all the time.
Basically, you celebrate every day is what you're saying.
I really think I'm a pretty good giver.
You do tell me a lot that all you do is stuff for your wife.
Yeah. You know that one song, all I do is win, win, win? Well, all I do is give, give, give.
The only reason you're saying this is because she's asleep.
Yeah, but the podcast, man, it's on Alexa, so it's real easy for her to figure out what I say. No, but I was going through a drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and they were like, would you like two of these pumpkin cheesecake pies for 99 cents? And I felt like a giver. I'm like, yeah, I'll take it.
Wait.
I felt like I was giving to them, though.
Oh, I see.
I didn't go there with the idea.
I thought you meant like you were giving to yourself, like, oh, here's my dessert. Here's my wife's dessert.
Giving some extra money to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sure.
I'm kind of a giver like that.
Okay.
We give to St. Jude on a regular basis, a partner in Hope.
Yep.
I think you're one of those too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember my favorite time of giving, and it made me emotional. Go figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody came into a restaurant, this is a number of years ago, and they were really nice to us about the show and stuff like that. And we're going to leave, and they're all happy that we had the chance to talk to them, and we say goodbye to each other. And I get to the car. I said, you know what? I'm going back in. And I walked back into the restaurant, and I was around the corner, and I said, you know that table over there? I want to pay for their meal.
Aw.
And I was so happy with myself, I got in the car and cried.
Well, it makes you feel good.
Because I'm a giver.
Well, I don't know if that's why, but it makes you feel good when you make somebody else happy.
What's your best giving moment?
Gosh, I guess giving life to my kid.
Yeah, that's a good
one. You can't do that.
No. Well, I mean, I did. Just didn't birth them.
Right. Right. So there's that.
So think about things like that you can give today. You can donate your time to charity. You can donate money to charity, which we do on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Like if you go through the line at the store and they're like, would you like to donate $1 to a children's hospital?
Or, yeah.
I mean, who's the person that's like, nah, no thanks.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like it's a setup.
I feel like that you have to do it.
Yeah.
You must.
Or I'm a jerk.
Yeah. Or they're like, oh, you wouldn't give the rest of your dollar to this. Yeah.
I know. Or, you know, you're walking into the store and there's a guy out there ringing the bell during the holidays. And he's like, would you donate $1 to, you know, hungry kids?
And I feel horrible because most of the time I never, ever, ever, ever have change. Ever.
Yeah, but they got smart to that. You know, they're smart to that now, right?
Do they have a swiper?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Swiper, no swiping, no more. They can swipe all the time.
Okay.
So if you're like, no, I don't carry cash, they're like, nah, dude, come on now. We got
but
this figured
okay.
out.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll celebrate today. It is Giving Tuesday. We are two of the most giving people in the world. Again, when I was in school, I was voted most likely to become a giver.
Oh, my goodness.
And I lived up to it. I did.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know who else is a giver?
Who?
My mother is a giver.
Aw.
My mother gave a gift to my wife last night for absolutely no reason.
Really?
A wine opener.
Because typically you're trying to get the wine bottle open and you use some other kind of method?
Yeah, I do. Because like you can go buy like a wine bottle opener for probably, what, $3?
But you already have a screwdriver.
Yeah, so what I use is a long screw, a screwdriver, and a hammer.
That sounds not difficult at all.
Works every time, though. Let me give you the heads up in case you've never tried this. So let's say you have a bottle of wine, right? You want to open the bottle of wine, but you can't find your wine deal, your corkscrew, whatever the thing is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what you do is you take a long screw and you put it into the top of the cork and you screw it down about as far as it can go until it penetrates all the way through the bottom of the cork.
How long does that take?
It could take a good, minute or so. I don't know. Depends how hard the cork is. Mm-hmm. And then what you do is you get your hammer and you kind of hit that nail down a little bit to push the cork in to kind of lube up that cork a little bit. And then you pull it out like you're pulling a nail out of the wall and bam, all of a sudden the wine is open. And it's a much better story than having the simple, wine opener.
So did you say thank you or did you tell her you didn't need it?
Oh, no. I mean, it was a gift to my wife, not to me.
Oh.
So it was like, hey, I got you something. And my wife's all like, oh, gosh, what is it? And it's this big electric wine opener.
Well, that's nice.
That somehow it's like, and it opens it like that.
Well, that sounds way more fun.
I still think my method is much more adventurous. I feel like Tim the Toolman Taylor when I'm doing that.
You feel very manly.
Yeah. So for those of you who have trouble with wine, maybe you want a glass of wine to start your morning, which why not?
Wow.
A mimosa. Is that a mimosa or is that champagne?
I think a mimosa is champagne.
Well, whatever. If you need to open a bottle of wine this morning before work, because it's work.
Wow.
Go ahead and get you a screw and a screwdriver and a hammer, and you'll be set.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
All right, 'tis the season for Christmas music. Everybody tries to capitalize on the money spent by those of us who want to feel the holidays.
Yeah.
Including Katy Perry, who has released a new Christmas song. It's called Cozy Little Christmas. Here's what it sounds like. It's Katy Perry.
Everybody's in a hurry, in a flurry, shopping till they're dropping in the snow. Kids are crying, dogs are barking, catching up with folks we barely know. Sure, it's madness, but it's magic. As soon as you hang up the mistletoe, 'cause you're the reason for the season. We don't need to keep up with the Joneses.
Our
love is something priceless. I don't need diamonds, no sparkly things. 'Cause you can't find this feeling.
It's Katy Perry.
A cozy little Christmas here with you.
She sounds a little bit retro in that song.
It's cute. I like it.
And I think sometimes I forget how good her vocals really are. She's really good. Anyway, it's a fun Christmas-themed video featuring Santa, or at least a guy who now, well, he's getting a massage, and well, now she is. Okay. Anyway, that video is up. It's Katy Perry, Cozy Little Christmas. You can watch it this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Gotcha gossip on Kelly Clarkson. So it looks like she's ready to move on from her mansion on the lake in Tennessee, because she lives in Tennessee. She has this big mansion. And it's probably because she's spending all of her time in LA because she's on The Voice and because of her TV show. But she reduced the price of her home from $8.75 million to $7.49 million, which is a pretty big discount since she listed it back in 2017. So it seems like she's having some issues selling it. And I have no idea why, because it has a pool, 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, 3.5 are three half bathrooms, a movie theater, a children's room with four built-in bunk beds, a play area, a game room, a large gym, two-level office, and an elevator. So it's amazing if you're in the market for a $1 million house, or if you just want to get on there and look at the pictures and daydream. We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
He lives in the same, or she lives in the same city as my buddy Jeff Jarrett. Actually, I believe Jeff's house is right around the corner.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Hers is $7.49 million. His, $7.41 million.
Oh.
Well, okay. I might have made that up. But anyway, it makes me want to drive through there and try to find her house.
Yeah.
Because it's right there by the lake, Old Hickory Lake. So really nice. And I love going through and watching celebrity homes. Like, we watch that sometimes on YouTube. We're like, who lives like that?
The pictures are amazing.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do? Like, do you even feel at home when you do that?
Yeah.
It's like if I lived in the Peabody.
Right.
It's kind of crazy. Hey, gotcha gossip on a new Michael Jackson movie in the works. And this is a totally different spin. You know, we've seen a couple of the different movies that aren't real nice about Michael Jackson that talk about some of the things and the allegations and stuff like that. But never have we thought about Michael Jackson from the vantage point, the perspective of his sequin glove.
Hmm.
So legit, Johnny Depp is producing a movie. It's called For the Love of a Glove. And it's all from the glove's perspective on being there with Michael Jackson.
Hmm.
Not really sure. Some people aren't real high on the idea of thinking about it from a glove's perspective, but you never know. Maybe Johnny Depp can pull that off. I would imagine, you know, out of all the people out there in the world, nobody else would be able to beat that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody could beat it. They were trying to figure out who was going to star in the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they looked right there. They had to take a real hard look at themselves and look at the man in the mirror. They did. Still like the music. It's Michael Jackson. I was on his hoverboard last night. He was going through the house. He said, "Dad, watch this. I'm going to moonwalk."
Aww.
Not exactly the same as Michael Jackson doing it. So get ready for it, Johnny Depp. For the love of a glove. And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Does Joey ever come to you and say like, "Hey, Kelly, get up, let's dance"?
Every night, Brandon.
I need the truth. When's the last time y'all danced?
It might have been a second.
Have you ever danced?
Yes. You haven't danced with Leslie, have you?
I really don't know if I have. Like, I've played around dancing, like around the living room with music on.
Okay, everyone, homework for tonight. You must dance with your partner.
Yes, a slow dance in a parking lot. Go out and do that right now.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's a guy in India named Balkishan, and he was wanted for several crimes, including a murder. But he kept finding ways to dodge the police. Well, they found out he was looking to get married. So an undercover female cop called him, started chatting, developed a relationship with him. And after a week of talking on the phone, she proposed to him.
Oh, wow.
And the guy said yes. Well, they scheduled their wedding for this past week. And when Balkishan showed up, his fiance arrested him.
Oh, no.
He's now in jail. But speaking of proposals, a married couple was out for a night at a dance club, and there was a guy on the dance floor just going crazy. He was breakdancing, moonwalking, backflipping, everything. Well, the wife turned to her husband and she said, "You see that guy? 20 years ago, he proposed to me and I turned him down." You know what the husband said to the wife?
What did he say?
"Looks like he's still celebrating." And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, my manners. Would you say, when you think about me and how I deal with people, that I have good manners?
Yes.
I really do. I think I do. And I believe I got my manners from my mama.
Well, and it's not just how you treat people, but manners as in when you're eating, yep. when you're drinking, mm-hmm. when you're doing things. Yes, I definitely, I see that you have good manners.
It was almost like I am the king of cotillion. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Like, I'm so well-mannered that you would think that. But I realized that my mother might take the cake. Now, the one thing that she does that's bad manners, and I'll tell you this. Like, if you're like, Mom, see if this cheese dip tastes good. She will take her finger to the side of the bowl, and she'll get it, and then she'll go.
And it makes you almost lose it.
I'm like, does that help you taste it?
I can't handle it either.
That doesn't help you taste it.
I think some people would argue with you that it helps them taste it.
Yeah. Doesn't help anything. Just taste it. If it tastes good, then tell me it tastes good. Don't go. And she does it. And I'm like,
well, maybe you need to be more detailed. You need to say, hey, Mom, I want you to taste this, but don't let me hear you.
No, because that would be bad manners, though. That's rude. Mother, I don't want you to make any sounds.
But wait, how did you all of a sudden decide, oh, you, because if that's bad manners, where did you get your good manners? I don't get it.
No, well, I believe it's because we now have an Alexa device in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I go to Alexa, I'm like, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. And they tell me, like Leslie and Kyle will tell me that my voice changes when I talk to Alexa. Like that I try to go into, hey, Alexa, how you doing? Like if your name is Alexa, I think you're good looking.
So, do you move your shoulders like that back and forth?
Hey, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. Because I don't want to yell at Alexa, right? Like I have.
I'm sure Alexa has feelings.
I'm afraid this device has feelings.
And she's going to listen to you if you're mean to her, and she's going to do weird things like laugh at you at night.
Or record me, right?
Yeah.
So like if she's recording everything I say, I'm going to sound good.
Yeah. Or she's going to record everything you say and then give it to your family when they come over.
Oh, no, that's bad. How would you say something to Alexa?
Just normal.
Give it to me.
Hey, Alexa, play my favorite song.
That's how you would say it.
Yeah.
But you did change your voice.
Hey, Alexa, play my favorite song. Like, no.
Let me see how I would do it. I got to stand up. Oh, wow. I just got shocked. Okay. So I would walk up.
Do you stand up to talk to Alexa in your own house?
Well, I don't sit down in the kitchen. You think I'm going to sit down next to it and have a conversation and rub it?
I don't know.
Like it's a dog? I'll be like, hey, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. That's probably exactly how I do it. Does that sound like me?
That sounds like you to me.
Okay. Or, hey, Alexa, play K-Fine. So Kai's like, Alexa, play K-Fine. Alexa, play Jenna Kramer. He's like mad at it.
Like violent.
Alexa, stop. Like that's how Kai does it, right?
Does she ever say, please have better manners?
No, she should to Kai sometimes when he's yelling at her. But my mother thinks that this is a human, like there's somebody living in it. She believes it's like in the old days when you would call the operator and somebody is there to answer you.
Okay.
She will say, let's say she wanted to hear the podcast. Alexa, would you please play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast?
It's so sweet.
And then Alexa will say, playing the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. And she will say, thank you, Alexa.
She thanks it? Are you supposed to thank it?
She uses please. Alexa, please tell me the weather.
But you know what? Mm. I bet within a year, Alexa has favorites.
You think so?
Yeah.
And like my mom will be the favorite.
Likes, yes. So she'll do things quicker and look things up better for your mom.
For my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
I do.
I mean, do you thank Alexa? Thank you, Alexa.
They're taking over the world.
I'm telling you, they might be. But my mother has great manners, and I have great manners. And y'all,
you keep saying that.
I got them from my mama. And don't forget, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. Tuesday, December the 3rd of 2019. local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Jeremy McElroy, who is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Jeremy. Always really nice happy to me. Always good to see him at A-State. So happy birthday to Jeremy McElroy. Sam Wimpy of Jonesboro celebrates today. Matt C. Kreese from Jonesboro. Lester Miller from Wynn. Tammy Tussing is six, and her twin brother Amos's birthday was yesterday. That's the one we were talking about, where they were born. They're twins, but born, I guess, just hours apart. That's kind of crazy. Keegan Hubble of Marmaduke, 7 years old today. Brandon DeVazier from Wynn, happy birthday. Lane Ammons is six. Logan Ammons is five, both from Osceola. Lexi May of Marmaduke, 13 years old today. Leonard Wilson of Cave City is 21. Anthony Nurum is 43 today. Lily Foley of Imboden is 18. Bill Smith of Sedgwick is 43. Harley Hathcote of Jonesboro turned 6. Wayne Wilson is having a birthday today. Happy birthday from Alicia that says, "We love you, Daddy." And Drake Vaughn of Westside is turning 8 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say, happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Jake T. Austin is 25. That's Max Russo on the Wizards of Waverly Place. Andy Grammer is 36.
Oh my gosh. Every time I think of Andy Grammer, I think about, there was a song that Kai loved, and he would sing it so loud, and it was this one right here.
So no, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not.
He just goes, nah, honey, I'm good, over and over. Andy Grammer, one more.
But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey, you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down.
Andy Grammer, 36 years old today.
Jenna Dewan Tatum is 39. That's Julian Booth on The Resident, Lucy Lane on Supergirl, and the ex-wife of Channing Tatum.
Right. Is it true at one point you wanted to take her out?
I'm sure at some point.
So
I'm
you
sure
could
that
date
was
Channing
true.
Tatum, right? Is it true your favorite movie is Magic Mike? Is that still true? Is that still true?
It's not true. And no, that never was true.
Not true
that was my favorite movie.
Second favorite. I'm sorry.
Third. All right. So Holly Marie Combs is 46. That's Lucy Hale's mom on Pretty Little Liars and Piper Halliwell on Charmed. Montel Jordan is 51 today.
This is how we do it.
This is one of those songs you used to roll your window down to and play it loud.
My hair was flying in the wind, windows
oh my
down.
God.
Come on, girls, look at this. I'm wearing Jabot. Come on now, Jabot jeans.
Wear my Jacquard.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot you still have that.
No, I got rid of it. But remember, I bought it last year. That was embarrassing, but I still thought it smelled good and nobody else did.
Daryl Hannah is 59 today.
Oh, she was in the movie Splash.
Yes.
She was the mermaid. Mm-hmm. I think Tom Hanks was in that movie too, right?
Maybe.
I think it was Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah. I love that movie. I watched it. That's one of those random movies I watched over and over and over again. Mm. And for a little bit, I had a thing for mermaids.
Did you buy one of those little outfits?
No, Leslie has one.
Oh. And Ozzy Osbourne, happy birthday. He is 71 today.
Why would I have the outfit? To see me in a mermaid tail.
You said you had a thing for him.
So. Ozzy did this deal with Lita Ford.
Remember this one?
One of my favorite things about Ozzy, though, is the fact that he is almost as well known for his reality show.
Yeah. Ozzy?
Yeah.
Sharon?
Sharon! He also did this one right here.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Ozzy Osbourne. Is 71.
And you can understand him perfectly in music.
Yep.
But not so much on the show.
Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry. You told me lies.
Ozzy Osbourne, 71 today. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on Kelly Clarkson's talk show, she always opens with a karaoke theme type segment.
Yeah, she calls it
Kelly-oke.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, so for her latest installment, she called on her fellow voice coaches to join her in a cover of Brooks and Dunn's rendition of Neon Moon. So it's Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, and John Legend. This is what it sounds like.
I love this, by the way. Kelly Clarkson there. Here comes Blake.
There's a rundown bar across the railroad tracks. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. I think I'm losing you.
Get ready for Gwen Stefani.
I think I'm too young.
Tears I've sat here crying, how many lies that I've lied to my poor heart.
Just makes me happy.
He'll come back someday. Oh, I'll be alright as long as there's light from the neon moon.
Isn't that awesome? I love it. Like, absolutely love that.
We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today, you can see Luke Bryan with a perm. So he was featured in a skit on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and it's the Football Party Patrol. So Luke shows up. He's got the old school. I mean, he almost has like Lionel Richie hair, right?
Yeah.
From like one of those Dancing on the Ceiling type songs. And then Jimmy Fallon shows up. It's a really funny parody, and it's all about how football party foods are supposed to be fun, and in comes Jimmy Fallon with fish. This is it.
We are the Football Party Patrol, getting your party out of control. So when you need snacks for the big game, call the Party Patrol, we'll save the day.
Got the wings marinating in the fridge,
with the sauce so hot it'll burn your lips.
If you need a drink, well, we got them all.
Cheese curls, cheese puffs, and of course,
cheese balls. Got a jersey on of your favorite player.
Got that dip made of seven layers.
All our friends coming to this house. Just use a napkin, don't wipe on the couch.
And I brought 15 pounds of cod. I caught it in the sea with my fishing rod. Cod is the perfect football snack. Loaded with omega-3s, that's the good fat.
Sounds good, right, guys?
Oh.
Cool, but what about the chips and guac? All I want to do is eat that guac. I wish I could get paid in guac. Avocado jalapenos, how I like to rock.
Then pop a jalapeno.
Anyway, that's funny too. And it shows a totally different side of Luke Bryan that we typically don't get to see. And him with the whole perm is funny to me. Anyway, you got to go check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
And tonight, three things on TV. So Brad Paisley Thinks He's Special is on ABC tonight. His guests include Hootie and the Blowfish, the Jonas Brothers, Peyton Manning, Tim McGraw, Kelsey Ballerini, and of course, his hosting partner, Carrie Underwood. CMA Country Christmas is on tonight as well. Trisha Yearwood's going to host. Performers include Tori Kelly, Lady Antebellum, Rascal Flatts, Runaway June, Dierks Bentley, Chris Jansen, Brett Young, and Chris Young. And then part two of the Garth Brooks documentary, The Road I'm on A&E.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly has confessed this morning that she finds her husband gross.
I do not know why I fall into this trap with you every morning.
You found him disgusting.
That is not what I said.
You were grossed
out. Let me preface all of this by saying I am madly in love with my husband.
Oh,
but
my gosh,
since you're going to make me say something
that's
bad...
Nope. Here's what I'm going to do. Kelly told me that she had a couple of songs she wanted me to play this morning.
Brandon.
What?
What are you going to play?
About how she's grossed out by her husband.
That is not true.
That's one of the ones. And then she said this one.
That's so bad.
is a love song, right?
Of course.
Why do you look down like you're all of a sudden really regretting this?
Because I automatically regret anything anytime I tell you something. No, but here's the deal. We all have, when you live with someone, there's always things that can annoy you or that can get on your nerves. And don't you act like you're a saint.
No, completely.
Okay.
I was actually voted that in school, most likely to grow up to be a saint.
Anyway, and let me also say that I have my own issues of things I know for a fact that drive him insane.
Well, I know, and he told me about the walking gas, and that is
that you are an, can I say idiot? You're a moron.
Thank you.
Okay, so anyway, what he does, and I've told you and David the Barrel Boy about this before, is he likes, we all have to clip our nails. Right?
Yeah, we do.
Toenails, fingernails, whatever. And it's fine. It's fine. But I think, and I would assume that people agree with me, that there is probably a certain place for you to clip your fingernails. Now, where do you, Mr. Manners, Mr. Perfection, where do you clip your fingernails?
Let me tell you, I'm weird. And you know I'm weird. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, like, I'll do it away from anybody because I, for whatever reason.
So you are on the opposite
Oh, yeah.
Into I'll the go. Spectrum.
If Leslie's in the kitchen, I go to our bathroom and close the door.
You close the door like you're going to the bathroom when you
separation.
Clip your nails?
I want separation when because, and I'll tell you why I do it. Because it's not because it's gross necessarily, it's because I hate the sound of it. You know how I am with sounds. Mm-hmm. If I hear that, ding, ding.
Okay.
Well, and then, well, yeah, I don't like it. And because my wife sometimes has a tendency just to do this anyplace. And y'all, it's like stuff's flying off and she doesn't get it.
No, but here's the thing. I finally videoed him because a few months ago, we were in the movie theater with my family.
Oh my gosh.
With my whole family.
He's in public?
Yes.
That's awful.
And all of a sudden, I hear the sound. Whatever that nail sound is.
Ha-pa-ch.
What? Ha-pa-ch. Yeah. And I am completely just like, just dumbfounded, like, who in the heck would it clip
Nobody.
Their... So I, you know, my neck.
They would have to be 90 years old.
My giraffe neck starts kind of raising up, and I'm looking for the culprit. And then I realize it's my husband. And when he sees me see him do it, he loses it and starts laughing because he... And I'm like, you're at a movie theater. You brought clippers?
Why did he take
who
them there?
That? He's like, well, I needed to clip my nails. I just decided to bring them. So, like, I couldn't even watch the rest of the movie. I was that... You know, I just couldn't handle it.
Because everybody else is
and
like,
I was
what
scared
is he
to death
doing?
That people were going to be like, oh my gosh, that dude is cutting his nails. I didn't know. So over the break, I have a video. All of a sudden, I'm in the kitchen. And I had just wiped down the whole counter. And I look up. I get in the refrigerator. I think I'm getting creamer for my coffee. All of a sudden, I hear it. And I look over. And he is clipping his fingernails on the kitchen island. Now, let me tell you, he's scooting them together and making sure they're all in a pile.
He's got a pile of them.
So I recorded it because no one ever believes me. And so I just started recording it. And so I asked him and he just kind of smiles at me. And I was like, and I just asked the question, why? Why in the kitchen? And you know what his response was?
Why would he say?
Because you're in here.
That was a smart response.
Yeah. So how can I get mad at him? For doing
no, I'm not
some
saying
kind
that was
of
a
maintenance.
Smart, like, I'm not saying that was a brilliant response. That was a smart response. Like,
oh, you're saying
yeah.
because
oh,
I
yeah.
want to annoy you, he said
yes.
that.
He doesn't really want to be around you.
Well, I could post. See, I think he was trying to act like he was trying to be sweet. I could just post it
no.
and people could vote to see if he was being nice or not. But it
Who
does.
Who wants to see somebody clipping their nails?
I don't know.
Here's a good video. Maybe for those people who like those kind of things, I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe. Anyway, so, I mean, does your spouse have like that kind of gross thing that she does that you can't handle?
Huh.
If I had to say something, you have
no,
to say something.
No, I'm thinking about it. I don't think so. My wife is pretty much perfect.
That's funny because you had a whole list of them just a second ago.
That's not even nice.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What are you laughing about?
Because I think that we're talking about things that drive us crazy that our significant others do that might be, I don't know, deemed kind of gross.
Yeah.
And I think that you just had a light bulb go off right then. You've already made me talk about.
I didn't make you.
You forced me.
I did not force you.
You forced me.
I can't make you do anything.
Well.
Here's the deal. Kelly is disgusted by her husband, Joey Perry, martial arts.
Brandon, that is not what I said.
Because he clips his nails anywhere. He could be out at a restaurant. He's clipping his nails.
Actually, I haven't seen him do it at a restaurant. If it was at a restaurant, that'd be too far.
No, I think it's too. I think the movie theater might be the worst because it's kind of like you're in the same row and stuff's flying and hitting people and stuff. What if it landed in somebody's popcorn?
I would die. That's terrible.
Does he have pterodactyl toenails?
No.
He didn't have those?
No.
Like grandpa toenails yet?
No.
Yeah, the crazy ones?
Not those.
Okay, so I was trying to think about something that would like, God, my wife is listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
What could I say about her? And I already said she's perfect. Do you remember me saying that?
I don't remember you saying that.
I just said it 3 minutes ago.
I guess you'll have to listen to the podcast.
I said she's perfect. I can't think of anything. But I'll tell you the one thing that I noticed this morning. So I was in the shower. So go ahead and picture that. I'm in the shower. And no, don't picture that, as a matter of fact. I'm in the shower. And I feel like I have put on house slippers in the shower. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why do I have my slippers on in the shower? Did I forget to take my slippers off? And what it was a mound of hair that she left in there by the drain.
She had been giving the dogs a bath.
Nope, I don't think so. She gets in there with all the stress that we have in our lives and pulls her own hair out and just leaves it at the drain, I think. Or there might be wall art, I love you written there, or, you know, hearts or something like that. And I'm like, maybe we just, when you do that.
She likes to give you romantic messages with her hair.
Right. What are we in Twilight or something like that? I don't get it. It's just as simple as maybe just.
I'm pretty sure there was a deleted scene from The Notebook where Allie makes artwork from her hair in the shower for Noah.
Kelly, the drain was stopped up. I literally had to reach down with my hand and I got my hand around it and I had to yank and it would not come up because it was trying to go down the drain, but it was trapped and I pulled it out. It was like I pulled Bigfoot out of the drain.
A small troll.
So if there's one thing I could change, it would be that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you follow any of the Kardashians or Kylie or Kendall on social media, they really, I don't know, they talk a lot about their lives, their likes and their dislikes. And Kendall Jenner has found a food combo that she thinks is absolutely amazing. And she says what it is you take the golden Oreo, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Which I've never had those.
Those are good.
Is it like a vanilla cookie?
Yep.
Instead of the chocolate? I'm not sure if I'd like that.
It's good.
But she says you get that and you run those through your Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And she's like, it's the ultimate food combo.
That does sound good. What's not good with ice cream?
I've never really thought about doubling up on my, you know, cheat meal stuff. Like, imagine, I'm going to get some Oreos. I'm going to drag it through something.
Sounds good to me.
Let's drag it through some ice cream.
Cool Whip ice cream?
I mean, ooh, Fudge. Cool Whip does sound good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, do you ever do those Oreos, those dipped Oreos, like where you dip them in the chocolate and there's like a mound of chocolate around the Oreo on the inside?
Like the fudge dipped ones that and it hardens and that's good.
They have those at Candy Craze in the mall and I got them like a week ago because I still go there. I like candy. Anyway, so Kendall Jenner has this one thing that sounds awesome, right? We all kind of agree, hey, take your Oreo through the ice cream. It's probably going to be really good. Not the best for you, not the way you want to diet. But at the same point, if you need a treat, if you've gone through a breakup.
That's not what this is about. It's about what tastes good.
If you've gone through a breakup, if you're having a rough day, so I don't know why we lean to food and all of a sudden it makes everything better. But it does, right?
It's called emotional eating.
It really is.
We all do it.
You think everybody does it?
Probably not everybody. There's a percentage, but me too.
Most of my eating's emotional because you know me, I'm a ball of emotions all the time.
I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. I eat when I'm angry.
Who is that? Is that Jim Gaffigan?
Probably, but I feel like it's me.
No. Okay. Gotcha. So Papa John's has done something and they're a really popular pizza place, right? Mm-hmm. And I love the butter, garlic butter. Oh my gosh, it's so good. But, you know, these pizza places are trying to be creative and give people different options because they want to appeal to everybody. And there's a Papa John's in South Korea that I read about this morning in the Korean Times. And what they were talking about is a new pizza.
I'm sorry. I wasn't ready for the Korean times. I didn't know that that was one of the times that you read.
I get a lot of times.
Yeah.
Will you stop? I'm trying to tell a story. So the Papa John's in South Korea has come up with a deal that they're trying to make their Italian pizza a little more American, a little bit of Americana. And they call it the American hot dog pizza. Mm-mm.
Now, I don't even want you to describe it.
So let me tell you the ingredients of the hot dog pizza. Then I'm going to post a picture and I want you to look at it. Okay. You basically take your chili sauce. It's a chili salsa as the sauce over the crust. Mozzarella cheese. There's a cheddar cheese sauce, like if you were making, you know, a hot dog at like 7-Eleven or Come and Go or something like that. The Dijon mustard sauce, a little bit of pickled relish, and full hot dogs right down the center. So imagine where the pizza comes to a point, if you lay the hot dog straight down the middle of it, almost like you're trying to cut that piece of pizza with the hot dog.
No.
It's called the American hot dog pizza. It's available at Papa John's in South Korea.
Would you try it? Looking at the picture, would you try it?
Have you seen the picture
yet? Yes. I don't want to look at it again ever.
There's
What's
people
the
who,
green stuff on it?
Well, I think that's some of the different salsa mixtures and stuff like that. Then there's a cheddar cheese sauce over the top of it.
I can't.
I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Like, I can go to a gas station and get a hot dog, like one of those big ones.
It's not supposed to be on a pizza.
Yeah, there's something weird about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't want to eat a hot dog in a piece of bread. You know, some people
used to do that growing up.
Like, I'm out of buns, so I'm going to just put it in a piece of bread. No, it's not the same to me.
It's not the same.
I don't even want it in a hamburger bun. Like, it needs to be in its rightful place.
Its own bun.
Which is its own bun, yeah. Or what about, I know somebody in my life who every once in a while when he's hungry, and it's not nobody who lives in my house, but will go to the refrigerator and pull out a cold one.
A cold hot dog?
A cold hot dog. And start eating the cold hot dog.
My youngest used to do that. And I would be like, buddy, you're going to have to go in there and eat. I can't.
I might gag thinking about it.
Cold.
Yeah.
Just in your hand, just kind of gnawing on it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Because we had a family member who thought that when he was on the keto diet, that as long as you weren't eating carbs, you could just eat anything. And he was eating hot dogs all day. I'm not going to say any names. But people who work with him know who he is.
Yep.
And he would reek of hot dogs when he would walk by. He actually, when he would sweat, he would smell like hot
That's
dogs.
That's gross.
Okay, I'm going to post from the fresh out of the Korean Times. I'm going to post the American hot dog pizza on my Instagram. If you want to see it, you can vote. I'll put a poll up there as well. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let me give you a pull back the curtain moment. Kelly looks up. There's like 20 seconds left in the song. She says, what are we doing?
And you said, heck if I know. And then we went on. And I was like,
all right. So I do know.
Okay.
Okay. On my social media, I posted the American hot dog. This is the American hot dog pizza. And I'm looking for you guys to go to my Instagram story, or Twitter, and let me know, would you eat this? Papa John's in South Korea wants a little taste of Americana. And to do that, they've decided that nothing is more American than a hot dog. So they put it on a pizza. To me, it looks absolutely awful.
It's gross.
But there will be people, and I might even call them out by name, who say it looks okay.
Are their initials JP?
Would Joey Perry eat it?
No.
He wouldn't.
I don't think he would eat it.
Would KP?
No.
Would David Daly eat it?
Probably.
He probably would, wouldn't he? He's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's up on my Instagram and Twitter. Brandon on KFIN. Woo, my voice cracked. Thank you, Peter Brady. And Kelly also has something where she's trying to humiliate her husband, Joey Perry Martial Arts.
So if you go to Instagram, Kelly on KFIN, or Facebook, Kelly Brook Perry, you can vote in my poll on if you think that clipping your nails in the kitchen is disgusting or not.
Yeah, so we have two disgusting things up in our opinions, but it's up to you to tell us if we're right or wrong.
Yeah.
Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
Got you gossip on Kelly Clarkson. So it looks like she's ready to move on from her mansion on the lake in Tennessee. Move away. What'd I say?
Nothing.
You gave me a really funny look. Looks like she's ready to move on from her mansion and get a house probably in LA because she's on The Voice and she's doing her show every day. And she just reduced the price of her home from $8.75 million to $7.49 million, which is a pretty steep discount.
Yeah, it is.
So it looks like she's really trying to get out of there. But it has a pool, 7 bedrooms. It has a built-in bunk bed playroom. There's a game room. There's a large gym. There's 2-level office, an elevator. So but it's amazing if you're on the market for one of those types of houses in Tennessee, or if you just want to see the pictures of the house, it's amazing. We have them up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
I love snooping through celebrities' homes.
Yeah.
Like, not like really going through them, but like when pictures. Kim Kardashian and Kanye took us through their home, I'm like, my gosh, is this real?
Do people actually live like this?
Janet Kramer's home.
Wait, when did you go to that one?
Maybe this
Isn't
week.
Isn't that a brand new house?
I might go there this week, though. I'm working on that.
Oh.
She hasn't invited me, but I found the address.
That's
so I'm just
really
gonna
weird.
Swing by.
I was in the neighborhood.
You live 4 hours away.
Wow.
Anyway, how about this? Got your gossip on Katy Perry. It seems like everybody wants to put out new Christmas music, and Katy Perry is the latest to do Christmas music. And she has a song out called Cozy Little Christmas. Here's a snippet of new stuff from Katy Perry.
Cozy little Christmas here with you.
I told you I'm kind of like Scrooge when it comes to Christmas music.
Yeah, we know.
But why have I liked like the Thomas Rhett Christmas stuff that's come out? I like that one right there. If you want to check out Katy Perry and Cozy Little Christmas and watch Katy get a massage and Santa gets one as well, you can do that this morning, right now, this very second, on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog, which is up at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So my wife has joined us on the phone because she heard earlier how I called her out about her leaving remnants of hair and hair art in the shower.
You were calling her disgusting.
No, I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
Oh.
No, that's not what I said. I did not use those terms. I just said this morning when I got in the shower, basically I thought I left my slippers on because my feet got real warm. And it was because there was a mound of hair I stepped into that surrounded my toes and I had to pull it out.
Leslie, he thought he had pulled out a small Bigfoot from the drain.
I was like, what is that?
That's a moron. That is not even halfway true.
It is. I want you to go into that shower right now, live stream. You walking into that shower and show me what's on the seat.
I mean, sure, there's some hair.
No,
but
there's
not
a
like
lot of hair.
Ton.
Leslie, it kind of sounds just like an old-fashioned form of jealousy.
Yeah.
Jealousy? What am I jealous about?
Her hair.
I remember when my hair fell out like that. I was 19.
I was leaving that for you. Thought you could make like a toupee or something. Well,
but Leslie told me that she likes to leave you sweet messages with her hair. Like, I love you. And she'll shape it. She'll shape I love you in the form of her with her hair.
It's kind of like what I do for her on the back door of the house.
What are you
We're
talking?
Not going to talk about that.
We have one of the, you know, like one of those, what do you call those doors?
A screen?
Storm door.
Yeah, it's like a storm door. So it's kind of like a glass, like whatever. And sometimes when it fogs over, I'll leave little messages.
I leave messages on our mirror for my husband.
What kind of messages, Kelly?
Really sweet messages about how much I love him. I bet.
What about you, Brandon?
Does Brandon, you draw bad pictures, don't you? You do!
He does.
Because I'm just thinking,
awful. How old are you?
The next time she opens the door, she'll see that.
You can only imagine, right, Kelly?
Yes.
Or think about this. Because the way our house is, we have a deck that goes out to the backyard and everything. So anyway, like our house, the deck is kind of high. So people who maybe can see the back door.
The whole neighborhood can see it.
Could you take a picture next time he does some artwork?
Well, it starts off like I'm trying to draw like one of the Simpsons characters. I start with the big eyes, the big circles.
Right.
Okay.
Simpson character.
Why am am I embarrassed that I told that?
You should be.
Because you should be.
See, the thing is, and that's what's fun about our show, is legitimately you learn so much about the real humans that are on these microphones.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, legit. You might be, he's an idiot, and that's fine. I am an idiot, and I admit it. So Kelly says Joey is actually really, really disgusting. And out of all the people she
That's
knows.
Leslie, I did not say that.
No, she's awful. And I feel sorry for Joey.
Oh my gosh.
She actually played this song for him.
Leslie, you know Brandon, and no, I didn't say any of that.
Say moron.
I know.
Terrible.
It's me.
She said it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I make that up? That makes no
sense. Okay, so Leslie, tell me, and you can also vote on my poll on Instagram, Kelly on KFIN, but Joey likes to, when the mood strikes, he likes to clip.
Enough?
He likes to clip his nails. So like he'll keep.
Could you take that mood, when the mood strikes, could you take that out?
Well,
That sends people's minds somewhere different.
But he gets in moods where he likes to trim his nails.
Why don't you say sometimes he trims his nails?
Oh, I totally thought.
Yeah, when the mood's right, he starts trimming his nails.
Right.
It's like, well, that's.
He likes to clip his nails.
Okay.
That's romantic.
Well, okay, so.
That's a new one.
I have a video of him clipping his nails in the kitchen. And one time.
Is clipping his nails kind of like when David's parents wrap presents?
Nope.
We're just here wrapping presents.
This is not a code for anything. He
Kids,
is real.
I'm clipping my nails.
Dad's clipping his nails again.
Why is he doing it in the kitchen?
Anyway, what would you do if Brandon clipped his nails at a movie theater?
Pee Wee Herman did that.
Or in the kitchen. Would you be disgusted?
He does clip his nails in the kitchen.
I gotta go.
You do?
No, not.
You were saying that Joey was disgusting, and you did the same thing.
No, but nobody's in there if I do it. Nobody's in there if I do it. I will sneak away.
No.
Leslie, do I sneak away? Do I sneak away?
Not always.
Do I sneak away to floss my teeth?
You're like a kid that a two-year-old that sneaks away to go potty in his pull-up.
This is what this show proves, y'all. I'm like a man child.
So anyways. Can I tell something about Brandon that's disgusting?
Yes, please.
No.
When he shaves his face, he leaves his facial hair in the sink.
Joey does that too.
I do not leave it there on purpose.
It almost looks like that we have a new sink that has some type of texture in it.
What's the point? Run the water and rinse it down.
All right. I have to go. I do not have time for this.
No.
Again, you called her.
Listen, I'm going to go in the other room and clip my nails.
Hmm.
With who?
By myself. I love you.
Goodbye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I can vividly remember in the mid-90s, Alanis Morissette being huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like the album Jagged Little Pill was like a female's anthem.
Right.
Because she was so unlike many of, the pop stars of the day who were singing sweet type songs.
Mm-hmm.
She was out there letting people have it. Right.
She and was she mad. Was,
yeah, she was mad. She was angry. She was holding a grudge. And man, women love that, especially after a breakup or when a guy did them wrong. They wanted these songs to be blaring on their car stereo.
And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it all? Till you die, till you die, but you're still alive. And I'm here to remind.
Like
well,
her, right?
It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you can't make you ought to know.
So it's 25 years since the album Jagged Little Pill came out, and Alanis Morissette is going on tour. I was going through the tour dates because I do think a lot of women are going to want to get their girlfriends together.
I'd love
together.
To go, yeah.
Yeah, so the closest they're going to do is going to be June 13th, Rogers, Arkansas at the Walmart Amp. They're also doing Dallas, which is, relatively close as well. I mean, at least a drive. Nashville, Bridgestone Arena, July 25th. Alanis Morissette, 25 years after Jagged Little Pill. She'll do all of her hits.
Don't you think?
Can you remember this one?
It's like rain.
Yeah.
On a wedding day. It's a free ride.
just thought that would relate to a lot of people this morning. Definitely. Alanis Morissette, man. So many great songs, and you can actually see her on tour in 2020. Morissette and the 2020 World Tour celebrating 25 years of Jagged Little Pill. You can check that out at Alanis.com. That's Alanis.com. And again, Nashville, Rogers, Arkansas. She's coming your way. Here's Luke Bryan. It's What She Wants Tonight on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Going through looking to see if anybody has said that they like the hot dog pizza. Again, I was reading the Korean Times this morning, and in reading that, I realized that the Papa John's in South Korea is launching a product to try to have a little more flavor of Americana with their pizza, and it's what they're calling the American hot dog pizza. So there's like a chili sauce base, and there's cheddar cheese and salsa, and then there is a hot dog, like not even chunks of it, like it's pepperoni. Mm. Y'all, it is just the wiener, the hot dog wiener, laid down in the middle of that pizza.
Mm-mm. I can't.
So anyway, you can go check it out. There is one person who says it looks good. I'm not sure if I should say the name. Should I say the name?
Yes.
I'll just say the first name. Because the question on the poll was, is this delicious or disgusting? And their answer was, that's delicious. So, Sarah, I saw that, and I hope you're joking.
Sarah, you just being you.
Because to me, Anyway, it's up right now on my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN. And Kelly wants to know if her husband, Joey Perry Martial Arts, is disgusting.
That's up on my Instagram, Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the average American does 5 good deeds a month.
Just 5?
I was kind of like, wait a minute. Do I do 5 good deeds a month? And then when I was going through the list of things that are good deeds, I'm like, man, I'm a good person.
Really?
Really?
I want to feel like a good person.
I'm amazing. Do you ever give someone directions?
Yes.
So a lot of people say they do that about once a month. Do you ever hold the door for a stranger?
Mm-hmm.
I do that every time.
Yeah.
Like almost, I can't think of if I see somebody is close enough. Now, there's like a certain window of time. Yeah. Like if I think you're 15 seconds late, I'm probably going through.
Right, yeah.
But if you're right behind me, I'm holding the door. So they say if somebody has fewer items than you in the line at the store, you ever let them go in front?
I've done that before.
I have too. And then we have the debate. Oh,
no,
man.
No, I'm good.
No, you go.
No, I'm good.
No, you go.
No, you go.
I said go.
Okay.
Ever help somebody cross the street?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if I've ever done that. Maybe when I was a little kid.
Yeah, you know, like somebody who's older.
Doing an errand or a chore for a family member or friend.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I do those every day, don't you? A small donation to charity, you ever do mm-hmm. that? Like yeah. You're walking through. Or it's, hey, would you like to donate $1 to help whatever? And of course, I say, yes, I will, because mm-hmm. you guilted me into it. Do you ever donate clothes?
Yes.
It's a good person thing. Mm-hmm. Help somebody carry their groceries.
It's been a second.
I've done that before. Typically the elderly. I'm like, hey, do you need me to help you load that? Because
you are such a stand-up guy.
I know that. But like if you see somebody on a scooter and they're like, you know, like trying to put a big old thing of drinks in there or water or something like that.
I saw you put your stuff in a cart one time on somebody else's cart and had them take it to your car.
I did do that once. What about returning a lost item?
Oh, definitely. Especially if it's like a lot of money or a wallet.
You'd return it?
Yes.
Mm. I don't know about that. Mm. And then paying for a stranger's meal.
That's awesome. Yeah. If you
have
can
you
do
ever
it.
Done that?
I have done it. I wish I could do that more.
Right. You can.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't have to eat.
Oh.
You just go in and pay for people.
Just right. Okay.
Anyway, it is Giving Tuesday and the average American does 5 good deeds a month. Maybe we should try a little bit harder.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities?
Brandon Baxter in the Morning's got your gossip.
So on Kelly Clarkson's show, she opens up with a karaoke-themed segment. She calls it Kellyoke. And for her latest installment, she called on her fellow voice coaches to join her for a cover of Brooks and Dunn's rendition of Neon Moon. Okay?
Yep.
So it's Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, and John Legend. Here's what it sounds like.
And it starts off with Kelly. Shelton's coming up next.
There's a rundown bar across the railroad tracks. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. I think I'm losing you.
Get ready for Gwen Stefani. She's next.
I think I'm too young.
John Legend.
No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied to my poor heart.
I love this.
He'll come back someday.
I want to buy this.
Oh, I'll be all right as long as there's light from the neon.
We have the full performance up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Also on the blog today, Luke Bryan was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and they did the football party patrol. So imagine Luke Bryan with a wig on that makes it look like he has a perm. And I'm kind of picturing it. I don't know why I think about this hair. And I'm like, it's Lionel Richie from the early 80s,
right,
dancing on the ceiling, mm-hmm. Oh, what a feel, and all that kind of stuff. But Luke is there, and Jimmy Fallon shows up. Because Luke's singing about the football foods, like the foods that are appropriate for football.
And good.
And Jimmy Fallon brings in cod. It's pretty funny.
A big old fish.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
We are the Football Party Patrol, getting your party out of control. So when you need snacks for the big game, call the Party Patrol. We'll save the day.
Got the wings marinating in the fridge.
With the sauce so hot, it'll burn your lips.
If you need a drink, well, we got them all.
Cheese curls, cheese puffs, and of course, cheese balls.
Got a jersey on of your favorite player.
Got that dip made of seven layers.
All our friends coming to this house. Just use a napkin, don't wipe on the couch.
And I brought 15 pounds of cod. I caught it in the sea with my fishing rod. Cod is the perfect football snack. Loaded with omega-3s, that's the good fat.
That's Jimmy Fallon.
Sounds good, right, guys?
Everybody's upset.
Cool, but what about the chips and guac? All I want to do is eat that guac. I wish I could get paid in guac. Avocado jalapenos, how I like to rock.
Then pop a jalapeno pop.
Okay, it's funny. So it's cute. It's Luke Bryan and the side of him that we typically don't see in costume. And I don't know. I enjoyed that, too.
Yeah.
It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
And then three things on TV tonight. Brad Paisley thinks he's special on ABC tonight. CMA Country Christmas right after that with Trisha Yearwood. And then part two of the documentary, Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On A&E.
All right. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Thanks for having us on this morning on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. You can find out why Kelly Perry has decided that her husband, Joey Perry Martial Arts, is disgusting.
That's so wrong.
She has been grossed out by him, and that's up. We also discuss what disgusts me about my wife.
Yeah, there you go.
And then she tells me what disgusts her about me.
Mm-hmm.
All of this on today's podcast. That sounds awful, doesn't it? When you really
sounds
go back and think about that. Also, I realize that I get my manners from my mama. We talk about that. We talk about Giving Tuesday with one of the most giving people I know, Kelly Perry. So all of that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which is free. So we're giving that to you every day. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, kfine.com. It's available on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, TuneIn, all those places. Anyway, you can go check it out. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Well, we've talked about this all day, but Brad Paisley thinks he's special is on tonight. His guests include Hootie and the Blowfish, Jonas Brothers, Peyton Manning, Tim McGraw, Kelsey Ballerini, and Carrie Underwood. The animated special How to Train Your Dragon Homecoming is on NBC tonight. The Voice, the live top 10 eliminations tonight. CMA Country Christmas is on with Trisha Yearwood hosting. Lady Antebellum, Rascal Flatts, Runaway June, Dierks Bentley, Chris Jansen, Brett Young, and Chris Young all performing. And then part two of the documentary Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On, at 9 o'clock on A&E.
Hope you guys have a great day. I'm going to go home and clip my nails, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.